Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Poetry P podcast. I'm your host, Alex. Before we get into it, I just wanted to ask you that if you like what we're doing here, please don't hesitate to like, share, and subscribe if you want to support what we're doing here at Poetry P. Today, we're going to be hearing from a new generation of younger poets here in North America, which we're calling Haiku Futures. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Poetry P podcast. My name is Alex, standing in for your usual host, Patricia. I am Patricia's son, and I am based here in the United States. And I'm running it today because we have a lot of young poets from North America, mostly from the US, one also from Canada. So I'm going to call each poet up, and they're going to just give a quick introduction of themselves, and then they're going to read out their poems for us to enjoy. So the first person that I am going to call up to read their poem is going to be Antoinette Chung.
Thanks, Alex. Hi, everyone. Great to be here. I'm Antoinette. I'm based in Vancouver, Canada, currently the coordinator for the Haiku Social Club. And here are my poems. Evening primrose, I try on a lipstick I would never wear. Evening primrose. I try on a lipstick I would never wear. Sun shower, the lengthened half-life of a dream. Sun shower, the lengthened half-life of a dream. In the note left on the kitchen counter, an absence of adverbs. In the note left on the kitchen counter, an absence of adverbs. Rising elevator, but still the glass ceiling. Rising elevator, but still the glass ceiling. Sweltering heat, a loose balloon flees earth. Sweltering heat, a loose balloon flees earth. Thank you.
I think Antoinette deserves a special thanks as well, because she met Patricia in Cincinnati and has done a lot of work to make today's reading possible. Nikki, passing it over to you.
Hi, my name is Nikki Gutierrez, and I'm an haiku poet from Ohio, originally Akron, Ohio. And I'm currently in Durham, North Carolina, working on my Master in Theological Studies at Duke Divinity. I facilitate the Ohio Haiku Study Group. And I have two published haiku for you, and an unpublished haibun, and two other unpublished haiku. Starting with the haiku. Campfire. Only the moon in a thermos. Campfire. Only the moon in the thermos. This was published in Cold Moon Journal. Pine needles hit the bell. Winter lauds. Pine needles hit the bell. Winter lauds. This poem was published in Modern Haiku, issue 55.1. Next, the haibun, titled Grandpa Carr's Kohlrabi. One autumn day, I transplanted 22 kohlrabi plants. They were at least 4 inches tall, with 3 leaves on each stem. They have been growing for over a month now on my porch. Transplanting them from the seed tray was harder than it looked, as the dirt wouldn't stay compact when I removed them. I killed at least 2 kohlrabi plants until I figured it out. Day moon, the drop of a black walnut. I got my hands dirty along with my clothes, but I didn't mind. When I was younger, I hated getting dirty. Now, not so much. It's strange how age changes our mindset on things. After I finished transplanting, I sent a picture to my uncle, who responded back with a thumbs up emoji. Right below this thumbs up was the American flag, his signature. My uncle gave me the seeds and grew his own kohlrabi too. When he gave me the seeds, he told me that his dad had planted it as well. Planting kohlrabi, I touch my grandfather's hand. I never met my grandfather, but through the kohlrabi, I felt a connection to him. I see him digging holes and dropping in the seeds. I see him digging up the white bulbs from the dark soil, holding them up to the light of the morning sun. I see him whipping his knife out and cutting a chunk off, eating it raw. Afternoon sun, I wipe dirt from my eyes. After a week of watering them in the ground, I checked on my kohlrabi one morning. Most of them were dead. One plant I touched was dried out like a stick. Having started with 22, only 5 survived. They would have been better grown in pots than in the ground. The soil wasn't healthy. It was clay and hard. I lamented the loss as I walked away, trying to keep my resolve to try again next year. Dead kohlrabi, my grandfather, still in the grave. And now, the last two unpublished haiku. Fireflies, the lotus in my hand. Fireflies, the lotus in my hand. Moonlight, only your voice takes shape. Moonlight, only your voice takes shape. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much for that, Nikki. So the next poet that I'm going to call up is Carly. So Carly, passing it over to you now.
I'm Carly. I'm a haiku poet from Sterling, Massachusetts, which is just outside of Worcester. And I'm originally from Cape Cod, so I didn't move very far. And I'm a professor at Worcester Polytechnic Institute. Sea glass, what it means to be a woman. Sea glass, what it means to be a woman. Solstice on its tilted axis, the weathered nest box. Solstice on its tilted axis, the weathered nest box. Folding its wings, a crane settles into paper. Folding its wings, a crane settles into paper. Snowfall before the last leaves, a kinglet twitters. Snowfall before the last leaves, a kinglet twitters. Autumn dusk, scratching my dog's ear one last time. Autumn dusk, scratching my dog's ear one last time. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Carly. Our next poet, Daniel, has had actually one of his poems read out on the podcast before. So I think it's quite special that we're going to have hear it live from the poet himself. So I'm going to pass it over to you now, Daniel.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Daniel Robinson. I'm a poet based in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm thrilled to be part of this community and to share my poems with you. Popsicle, melting in a plastic cup, evening light. Popsicle, melting in a plastic cup, evening light. Leaves scattered in every direction, constellations. Leaves scattered in every direction, constellations. Steam and leaves, the darkening soil takes it all in different shades around the shoreline. Steam and leaves, the darkening soil takes it all in different shades around the shoreline. Stroop waffle, sagging into the solstice. Stroop waffle, sagging into the solstice. Mast gear, the coarse rattle of coffee beans. Mast gear, the coarse rattle of coffee beans.
Okay, thank you, Daniel. And so the next poet is Ari, who also publishes under the pen name Brown Weasel. So Ari, I believe you also have a book, Dust and Litter, to which there is a link in the show notes.
Hi, thanks. First her wings, then her body follows, hummingbird. First her wings, then her body follows, hummingbird. Passing by gay bars on a windless day, a dandelion waiting for a reunion of long scattered pieces. And my unpublished haiku. Open window, prayers and smoke, trading places. Open window, prayers and smoke, trading places. California winter, the ice scraper in my car, just dead weight. California winter, the ice scraper in my car, just dead weight. Winter solstice, soft rain and early darkness, falling together. Winter solstice, soft rain and early darkness, falling together. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Ari, for that. So the next person I'm going to call up is Ryland, who I believe also Patricia was able to meet at the conference in Cincinnati.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ryland Lee. I'm a poet and environmental lawyer living in Northern Virginia in the United States. And I write poetry because it teaches me to pay attention to things and to see their beauty and interdependence. You and I and a little snowman first dream. You and I and a little snowman first dream. This was from the 2023 Haiku North America Conference anthology. The sound of sun on ice drips. The sound of sun on ice drips. That's from Wales Haiku Journal. Next one is a tanka. I have lost, all I have lost. How quietly snow falls from the pines. I have lost, all I have lost. How quietly snow falls from the pines. That's from Cattails. The final two are unpublished. Raveling the willow around itself, wild spring wind. Raveling the willow around itself, wild spring wind. Old man zigzags from house to house. Lilacs. Old man zigzags from house to house. Lilacs. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ryland. The next poet I'm going to call up is Matt Snyder.
Thanks, Alex. Yes, my name is Matt. I'm reading and writing from North Carolina, and I'm glad to be here today. These are all unpublished. Meadow fog, a deer floats in moonlight. Meadow fog, a deer floats in moonlight. Between blues, an alchemy of swans taking flight. Between blues, an alchemy of swans taking flight. Sickbed, little birds tap, tap, tapping the metal roof. Sickbed, little birds tap, tap, tapping the metal roof. Bus after bus, the downtrodden grass turns to mud. Bus after bus, the downtrodden grass turns to mud. Open windows, she dreams in frog song. Open windows, she dreams in frog song. Thanks.
Thank you very much for that, Matt. And the next poet I'm going to be calling up is Yvette.
Thanks, Alex. And thank you for having me part of this today. My name is Yvette Nicole Kolodji, and I am a Los Angeles-based haiku poet and artist who has been publishing haiku since 2014. The ease of the B word, waterfall spray. The ease of the B word, waterfall spray. Red tide, his excuse for all my anger. Red tide, his excuse for all my anger. I'm going to shift over to a haiku called Rose Parade. It was a tradition in my family, early morning rising, rushing out the door half groggy into dusk, parking close enough but still too far away, dragging chairs, blankets, and snacks block by block to find cracks in the crowd for a good view, waiting in the cold for hours and hours, but this year was different. It was canceled. Missing what you can't have, Rose Parade. Looking back, it makes sense why it was canceled. New year, the twinkle in Pandora's eyes. Last year started with a bang, but not the kind you want. Australian bushfires, the worst in history, egged on by climate change. Then a pandemic hit, unlike anything seen in a century. It seemed like many forgot, just a cold, not more than a flu. No need for a mask, painting outside all the lines of science. Hoarding began, quarantine set in, social distance became the norm for more than the lonely. The rules of daily life changed, but not for all. Civil unrest, the United States unmasked. With the world still, the injustices could be seen by those who ignored it. Protests grew in the streets, but the year went on. Spring set and summer came in. The anger needed a release, a moment to pause, a moment to think, a moment to breathe, a moment in nature. Alone on her path, the full moon turns blue. As time continued to pass, it brought governmental change. Each branch shifted. The powerhouse judge, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, died, and with it, her progressive seat. But November came, we voted in new Congress and a new president. New states became battlegrounds. A victory for a vice president who became the first woman, first African-American, and first South Asian-American vice president. Two sides of a coin, sadness and joy. Rose petals fall off the float, new dream. And back to some haiku. Silence, the recipe for your love. Silence, the recipe for your love. Prenup, the end of the movie reel. Prenup, the end of the movie reel. Thank you so much. I appreciate being here with y'all.
Thank you very much, Yvette. The final poet who I'm going to call up to read out the poetry for us is Cody.
Hi, I'm Edward Cody Huddleston. I'm a poet and radio DJ living in South Georgia. I have four haiku and a haibun I'm honored to share with you now. Faded photo, one breath lifts a cloud off the lake. Faded photo, one breath lifts a cloud off the lake. That was published in the Gloucester Poetry Society haiku competition, in which it received a merit award. Looking for a sign, your little cement handprint catches autumn leaves. Looking for a sign, your little cement handprint catches autumn leaves. Penumbra Poetry and Haiku Contest, second place. Now I want to share a haibun with you. My mythology. Logic is knowing Prometheus just wanted to light his cigar. Wisdom is believing the myth anyway. Pillars of creation. A firefly flies between my fingers. That was originally published in Drifting Sands, issue 23. Now I have two previously unpublished poems. First, Firefly, punctuating the word of God. First, Firefly, punctuating the word of God. Dust in a sunbeam, settling on a before picture. Dust in a sunbeam, settling on a before picture. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cody. Well, thanks everybody for tuning into the Poetry P podcast. It was really great to hear all of those young poets from North America. I'm sure the listeners and viewers will really enjoy hearing from the poets themselves. And so for this time, it's going to be goodbye from me and goodbye from Chirizo. So.